remember when I was a child and I would be in my bedroom and there would be a storm come, a storm, and it would be crashing, the thunder would be clapping and the lightning would be going, and I would be scared, you know, when I'm 6, 7, 8 years old, and I would kind of be shivering and I'd be scared. Oh, it's a big storm. And I'd get under the covers thinking that that was going to protect me, when in reality it wouldn't. But I would get scared and I'd be like, oh, oh, and I would grab Special Bear. Now, Special Bear is a very special bear. It was my dad's teddy bear, and he passed it down to me. So it's Special Bear is very special. And I would grab him. I would grab him as tight as I could. And he would give me protection. But then another thunderclap would roll, and I'd get scared, and I would run into my parents' bedroom. And I would wake him up. Mommy, mommy, mommy. Mommy, daddy, 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 daddy. I'm scared. I'm scared. I need help. You know, it's scary. There's a big storm in life. And then mom and dad, thankfully I have great parents, they'd say, come on up in bed with us. And sometimes I would sleep maybe between them and I would feel comforted, or maybe they would just send me back to my room. But I was scared and I wanted to draw near to my parents because they were the place of security and safety. I wanted to draw near to my parents. This morning we're going to look at how we should draw near to the Lord. Draw near to the Lord. Just as I would draw near to my parents, we need to draw near to the Lord. The title of the message this morning is, Be Near to God. Be near to God. As Christians, we must draw near and be close to God. If you would turn in your Bibles to James chapter number 4. James chapter number 4 in your Bible. Now, as you're turning there, we kind of need to define, what does it mean to draw near or draw nigh to the Lord? What does that mean? Well, the idea is to bring near, to join one thing to another, to approach someone or something. You know, maybe you think of a couple, a married couple, and maybe they're sitting on the couch and you have your husband here and your wife here and everything's fine. You're watching the movie or something, and about 10 minutes later, maybe the husband will get a little bit closer. Then 10 minutes later, get a little bit closer, and then the arm starts to sneak around and maybe get around her. Well, if the husband's wanting to get near or draw near to his wife, they're getting closer. They're bringing near. There's a closeness. There's an approaching to it. I think that if we're all honest, we would all say that we want to be near the Lord. If we're honest with one another, we would want to be near the Lord in our lives. Now, I want to make it clear that drawing near to God does not mean, I'm not talking in a physical sense, like if I draw near to God, God's going to come, boom, right here in front of me. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a close fellowship with the Lord and a close relationship with the Lord. I think a lot of people, they feel that they're not close to the Lord, and they're frustrated. They're like, I just don't feel like I'm close to the Lord. Well, if you're like that, listen up to the message from God's Word, and you can find out about how to draw near to the Lord. Maybe you're here, and you say, I do feel that I'm close to the Lord. Well, listen up from the message from God's Word, and hopefully it'll encourage you to just even get a little bit closer to the Lord. Let's go ahead and pray before we get into the message this morning. Father, we thank you so much for this day that you've given to us. Lord, you're so good to us, Father. And I pray that you'll help us as we read your word and as we study it. I pray that you'll help us just to apply it to our lives, Father. I pray that your Holy Spirit will convict and you'll do the work. I pray that you'll just fill me with your spirit, help me to preach exactly as you would have me to. And Father, may we leave here changed, not just another service where we come and go, but may we leave here truly changed. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of the message this morning is, Be Near to God. Point number one this morning, drawing near to God involves decision. Drawing near to God involves decision. If you look here, James chapter 4 in verse number 8, this is kind of going to be the verse we're going to start at, then we're going to jump to some other places. But James chapter 4 in verse number 8, the Bible says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Draw nigh. Those first two words, draw nigh, it's an imperative command in this passage. James here, who's a half-brother of Jesus, he was writing this, and he's writing this to Christians, and he's telling them, draw nigh to God. It's an imperative command. It's a choice for us to make. Are we going to draw nigh? It's a command. When you have a command, you have a choice. Are you going to choose to draw nigh? The question is, will we choose? Will we choose to draw nigh? It's plain and simple here in Scripture, black and white. It's a command. Draw nigh to God. It's imperative. And he will draw nigh to you. The question is, will we draw nigh? Now remember, it has the idea of being close to the Lord, or approaching the Lord, having that close fellowship. So what are some practical ways that you and I, in our daily lives, that we can draw near to the Lord? Well, how about just starting with salvation? Maybe you're here and you're not saved and you don't even have a relationship with the Lord. You're not even close to the Lord because you don't have that relationship. Well, start by simply trusting in what Jesus did for you on the cross and tell God, Lord, I realize I'm a sinner, but I believe that you died on the cross to pay for my sins, and I trust Jesus to be my Savior. Start by just salvation. That's one way that you can draw near and even start a relationship with the Lord. How about in our Bible reading? That's one way we can draw near to the Lord by just simply getting in the Word of God each and every day. Maybe you made a New Year's, how many of you made a New Year's resolution? A few of you. Maybe you made a New Year's resolution to read the Bible more. And maybe you're already 7 days in, or how many ever days, 7 days now, and you're like, I've already missed a couple days. Well, get back in the Word of God. Read the Bible. That's one way that we can draw near to the Lord, is simply by getting in God's Word. Not just hearing the Word of God preached at church, which is great, but every single day, getting in the Word of God on your own, at your home, maybe when you're drinking a cup of coffee, whatever. Get in the Word of God. That's one way you can draw near to the Lord. How about in our prayer life? Every single day, getting on our knees and begging God and say, Lord, I want you to work in my life. Lord, I want to see this person be saved. I want you to use me to be a witness. That's one way we can draw near to the Lord, is simply in our prayer life. I know it's basic, but Bible reading and prayer. How about fasting? Something we don't do a whole lot is whenever you're skipping a meal and say, God, I want you to intervene. We can fast. That's one way we can draw near to the Lord. How about in tithing? 10% of my money. Oh boy, I don't know how it's going to work. I can promise you, if you do it God's way, and if you tithe, God will take care of whatever needs you have. God will make your 90% go farther than your 100% ever could. I can promise you that. How about just by going to the altar when the Lord tells you to? Whenever the Word of God is preached and you're out there and the Holy Spirit of God convicts you and says, hey, I want you to go forward. I want you to get this right. One way you can draw near to the Lord is just by simply coming to this old-fashioned altar and humbling yourself before God and saying, Lord, you're right. There's something wrong in my life, and Lord, I want to fix it. How about by forgiving others? Sometimes it's hard. You're at work and somebody says a mean word to you or does something against you, and you're like, this just isn't fair. This isn't right. Well, how about just be like Jesus and forgive one another? So one way we can draw near to the Lord is just by simply forgiving one another. How about by just simply loving other people? You know, that's the second greatest commandment. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We can draw near to the Lord by simply just loving other people and caring about one another, praying for one another. How about this one? How about just by simply surrendering everything in our lives to the Lord? Surrendering everything in our lives to the Lord. That's one way we can draw near to the Lord. I am sick and tired of Christians who are half in the world and half in church, or half in the Bible, or half in this, half in this. No, that's the problem with so many of our Christians today, is they're half in the world. They're in the world Monday through Saturday, and on church Sunday, oh, I'm a Christian, I go to church, which is great that you go to church, but we need Christians who are fired up all the time about serving the Lord. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, every single day, serving the Lord, surrendering to the Lord and say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. If you want me to give a tract to my coworker, I'll give a tract. If you want me to share my testimony, I'll share my testimony. Whatever it is you want me to do, I will simply do it. That's one way we can draw near to the Lord. In Psalm 73, we have the writer who's Asaph. In Psalm 73, now Asaph, he was one of three guys, Asaph, Heman, and Judithan, and they were put in charge of the service of song by King David. Now back in the Old Testament, we're in Psalms, and he was like a song leader. He was one of the big guys in the temple. And we find in Psalm 73, through this whole psalm, Asaph, he's a guy, and he's looking out, and he's looking at the wicked and the ungodly. And he says, the ungodly seem to be prospering. You know, here I am, I'm trying to do right, I'm trying to live for God, and it seems like just the world's prospering, and I'm having trouble. And he's like, what in the world's going on? We get to about halfway through the song, and it kind of switches. And Asaph, he says, but Lord, you're going to judge the wicked, and you're going to bless the righteous. And then here we get to the last verse in Psalm 73. Psalm 73 and verse 28. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. You know, drawing near to God, it's good. It is good. But it is good for me to draw near to God. Asaph was like, why should I live for God? Why should I live for God when it seems like the wicked is prospering? And then he gets to the end, after he's considered it all, after he's thought about it, and he says this, but it is good for me to draw near to God. Drawing near to God is good for you. It's a place of true happiness and peace in your lives. You know, I see two things from this verse that a person who wants to draw near to the Lord will do. Number one, I see that they will put their trust in God. Look back at the verse after he says, but it's good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God. Are we every single day putting our trust in God? It's easy to say, oh, I have trust in God. It's easy to say that. And we go through life, oh, I have trust in God. But when the rubber meets the road, when it comes right down to it, so many times we lose trust in God or we lose faith in God. We don't have that trust or dependence upon God. But a person who is drawing near to God, that realizes that drawing near is good, will put their trust in God. Secondly, they will declare what God has done. Look there at the end of the verse. I have put my trust in the Lord God. Why? That I may declare all thy works. You know, God, he has done so much for us. I mean, just look around. Look at the beautiful building he's given to us. Look at the cars we drive. Look at the food we have to eat. I don't think anybody, was hungry or didn't eat anything yesterday. I think we all had some food. God has done so much for us. He saved us. If you're here and you're saved, you say, I know that I'm saved. He saved your soul. You're not going to hell. You're on your way to heaven. That's something that we can declare to a lost and dying world that doesn't have hope, that's looking around saying, I don't know what I should live for. We can declare what God has done like Asaph and say, hey, you know what? You may be looking for hope. God's given me hope. He's given me purpose in life. We can declare what God has done. Number one, drawing near to God involves decision. Will you choose to trust God and to declare his works? Now, I want you to think of a soldier. You have a soldier here and you have a commanding officer. And the commanding officer, he tells his soldier, he says, now, soldier, I want you to go drop and give me 100 push-ups. And the soldier just looks at him and says, nope, I am not going to do it. How do you think that's going to go? Do you think that commanding officer is going to say, well, bless your heart, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year? I don't think so. I think that commanding officer is going to say, excuse me, what did you just say? And he's going to say, get down and give me 100 and probably start getting a little bit agitated and his voice is probably going to raise a little bit. Well, the same thing, God is giving us a command to draw nigh, to draw near to the Lord. What will you do with it? Will you be like the soldier and just say, I'm not going to do it? Or will you be and just do what you're told to do? We are commanded to draw near to God. Will you decide to draw near to God? Number one, drawing near to God involves decision. Number two, drawing near to God involves dedication. Drawing near to God involves dedication. If we look at Matthew chapter 15 and verse number 8, the Bible says, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. The first phrase of that verse, this people draweth nigh. There's that phrase that we're looking at, draweth nigh unto me with their mouth. With their mouth. You know, it's easy for a lot of us Christians to say the right things. Oh, I love God. I'm drawing near to God. It's good. We can dress right. We can say the right things, but it's just mouth service. It's just lip service. We're just drawing nigh to the Lord with our mouth. There's actually no fruit or there's nothing that's actually substantial behind it. We need to draw near to God with more than just lip service. You know, look there at the last part of that verse. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but get this, but their heart is far from me. Their heart is far from me. I think that's where too many Christians are. Their heart's not in it. They say with their mouth, oh, I love Jesus. I'm drawing nigh to God. But they're just like this verse. Their heart is far from me. You know, is your heart far from the Lord today? Have you backslidden in your Christian life a little bit? Maybe where once you used to be doing this or once you used to be reading your Bible every day faithfully and I would be in the Word of God and I'd be praying. And now maybe you're just backslidden a little bit. Maybe you're not going to all the services anymore at church. Maybe you're, I don't have to go Wednesday night or I don't have to go Sunday night or Sunday school. I can just cut that out. I'm going Sunday morning. It's okay. Their heart is far from me. Where's your heart today? It's a good question to ask yourself. Where is your heart today? Are you just saying the words, oh, I'm a Christian, I love Jesus, but your heart is really not in it? Your heart is far from the Lord. Have you backslidden in your Christian life? You know, we're in a new year. Maybe one of your New Year's resolutions a week late could be, I'm going to live for God and my heart is going to be. And the Bible says in Hebrews 10:22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. That first phrase, let us draw near, what? With a true a true heart. The idea of true here is the idea of truth or sincerity to the Lord. We need to draw near to the Lord with a sincere, true heart. You know, when no one else is watching, what will you do? When there's no glory in serving the Lord, when maybe it's tough, what are you going to do? Do you have that true heart, or is it just lip service? And when it costs you something, you're just going to give it up? Or do you have that true heart decision to draw near to the Lord? Drawing near to God involves dedication with a true heart to God. In 1939, just before the outbreak of World War II, Germany and Russia signed the, get this word, Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact. Say that 10 times fast. Don't know about that. This treaty promised that neither nation would attack the other, and it laid out a plan for how they would divide the nations of Eastern Europe between them. Yet, in 1941, without warning, Adolf Hitler sent his tanks across the Russian border in a sneak attack. It caused much death and a lot of chaos. Hitler had no interest in keeping his word because his heart was not in it. It was just lip service. He may have signed a document. It was just lip service, but his heart was truly not. He didn't want a treaty. He was just writing it for whatever reason. In the same way, sometimes we're just like Adolf Hitler in the way we say. We say something, oh yeah, I love God, but our heart is truly not in it. Are we dedicated to drawing near to God? Do we just say some words, say I love the Lord, or do we have that true heart that we want to serve the Lord? Number one, drawing near to God involves decision. Number two, drawing near to God involves dedication. And number three, drawing near to God involves delight. Drawing near to God involves delight. You know, we can get delight from many places in this world. You know, maybe when our sports team wins. Oh, yeah. Woo, let's go. Our team won. We can delight in that. Or maybe when you have that bowl of ice cream and you're sitting on your love seat or your couch or whatever, and you have that bowl of ice cream and you're watching something good on television. Oh, man, this is the place of delight. And it's true, we can get temporary delight from certain things in this life, and those are good things. But true delight that will only last can only be found in serving the Lord and drawing nigh to God. Psalm 145:18, the Bible says, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth." That's an encouraging verse to me. It should bring delight to our souls that the Lord, the God of the universe, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. That's speaking of prayer. So it shows the importance of prayer that God is nigh unto all them that call upon him. To all that call upon him, here it is, in truth. Not just in words, but in truth. In truth. What a promise that the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. James 4:8, where we started today. James 4:8. Draw nigh to God, catch this, and he will draw nigh to you. It's a promise from Almighty God that whenever we choose to draw nigh to God, you say, God, I want to be closer to you. I want to have close fellowship with you. Whenever we do that, whenever we surrender our lives, Lord, whenever we say, I'm going to read my Bible, whenever I'm going to pray, whenever I'm going to go all in for you, whenever you do that, the Bible promises, draw nigh to God. What? And he will draw nigh to you. It's not he may draw nigh to you. It's not he possibly, if he's in a good mood, will draw nigh to you. No. Draw nigh to God, and it's a promise. He will draw nigh to you. You know, what does that look like in our lives, that God draws near to us? You know, it doesn't mean that everything's going to be perfect and roses and pink sprinkles on your cupcakes and unicorns. No, it's not that at all. But when God draws near to you, you're going to have that true joy in your heart that nothing can take away. You're going to have that true purpose in your life that nothing can take away. You're going to have peace in your heart that nothing can take away. To think that the God of the universe wants to draw near to us, really, the God of the universe wants to draw near to us. You know, when you're going through a hard time in life, draw nigh to God. You know, when you're exhausted and you're ready to quit and you're like, you know, I'm tired of this Christian life. I'm tired of reading my Bible. I'm tired of praying. Keep on drawing near to God. Whenever you're experiencing family problems, you're like, my family's falling apart. I don't know what's going on. Draw near to God. When you're experiencing financial problems, you're like, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to meet this bill, and I just don't know how I'm going to do it. Draw near to God. When we draw near to God, when we draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to us. You know, what an encouragement. What an encouragement. Notice that there's no human requirements for drawing near to God. God doesn't say, well, I'll draw nigh to you if your IQ is at this level, or if you make this amount of money at your job, or if you're a successful business person. God doesn't say that. There's no level. Anybody, from the richest of the rich to the poorest of the poor, and anywhere in between, God wants to draw near to you. Drawing nigh to God brings true delight in your life. You know, I can promise you, you know, I'm only 21 years old, but whenever I've given God everything, that's truly when I'm the most happiest. Whenever I get my way, or when I do what I want to do, and I think it may bring true delight, it doesn't. It may for a little time, but then at the end of the day, it doesn't. But only whenever we surrender all, when we say, God, I'm going to do whatever you want me to do, that's where the place of true delight in our lives truly, truly is. You know, we just had Christmas time, and we a lot of times like to draw near to the food at Christmas time. You know, you have this wonderful spread. I got a name over there. Have this wonderful spread. You have ham or turkey or whatever your main dish is, and you have all the fixings. You have sweet potato casserole. You have mashed potatoes. You have green beans. You have, you know, macaroni salad. You have potato salad, whatever you have. And you're like, mmm. And maybe the husband's on the couch, you know, sitting watching some football or something. And he's, what is that smell? Then, you know, 15 minutes later, it's getting a little bit bigger. Now maybe his wife is making some desserts, and you smell some pecan pie or something like, this smells good. And sure enough, in about 5 minutes, the husband's going to be in the kitchen at least taste testing something, making sure it's fit for the family to eat, obviously. But the husband drew near to the food, right? Because it would bring him delight, because, oh, we're hungry, and it would bring him delight. Well, in the same way, whenever we draw near to God, it will bring true delight way more than a bowl of mashed potatoes will. Drawing near to God involves delight. You know, we're going to be a little short this morning, but we've looked this morning. Number one, drawing near to God involves decision. Involves decision. We have the choice to make. It's up to you and it's up to me to make the choice. God doesn't force anyone to serve Him. We have a decision to make. Will we choose to simply draw nigh to the Lord? We look to number two. Drawing near to God involves dedication. Where are you? Are you dedicated to serving the Lord? Or are you just going through the motions? Are you just coming to church and, I'm a Christian, check the box. Oh yeah, I love Jesus. Come on, let's go. I got the bumper sticker. Let's go. Are you that kind of Christian? Or are you truly dedicated to the Lord? That even when it costs you something, you're going to still serve the Lord and going to do what is right. Are you dedicated to serving the Lord? Or is it just lip service? Are you dedicated? And we just looked at number three. Drawing near to God involves delight. There is delight in drawing near to God. Just as I drew near to my parents when I was scared, this is a place of comfort and safety and joy. That's the same way in our Christian's life. When we choose to draw near to God, God will bless us. I can promise you that. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw